News Talk 1620 WTAW, visiting with Sergeant Ryan Bona of the Bryan Police Department. We're going to lead off this afternoon with a recap of the Junior Police Academy. How'd that go this summer?
Man, Bill, it went spectacularly awesome. We had about 15 kids this year, all high school age. They got about a two-week crash course and a behind-the-scenes look at what it's like to be a police officer. The kids were great. They were very interactive. They couldn't stop talking about their experience, and we look forward to taking the ideas that they had and getting them ready for next year. Again, the JPA, we do that every year about 2 weeks after school gets out. It's open to all high school students in your listening area. So if you've got any high school age students that are ready, be sure they get signed up next spring.
And while that has concluded, we are on the eve of the July 4th holiday weekend, and I know that means a set of reminders for everybody.
Man, you know, the 4th of July is a great time celebrating our country and our history, and there's a lot of fun ways to do those. There's lots of fireworks shows and events around our community here. We just caution everybody, you know, please leave the fireworks to the professionals if at all possible. They are exploding devices. We don't want to have any injuries as a result. Also, you can be ticketed. The law in Texas has changed, and some people may or may not be familiar with it. It is legal to have fireworks in the city of Bryan as long as you're transporting them. But once you open the package, you can't have them in the city anymore, and it's still not legal to launch your fireworks in the city of Bryan. So be sure you take that to safe locations in the county. Again, if you can leave it to the professionals, that's what we prefer. And again, I don't know why we have to talk about this every year, but please do not fire your guns in the air. Celebratory gunfire happens every year. It's a safety hazard. Everything that goes up must come down at some point. And I know that people that are trying to ring in the fourth definitely don't want to hurt somebody or damage somebody else's property.
Visiting with Sergeant Ryan Bona of the Bryan Police Department, I see that the Bryan Police Officers Association has a new fundraiser.
You know, we do. The BPOA, we do a lot of philanthropic projects throughout the year. We try to give back through service and also through some funds like our Blue Angel that you're familiar with, our Blue Bunny in the spring, in order to drive our fundraisers and to give us money so that we can help those others in need. We've decided to have a golf tournament. We're going to hold that on October the 9th. We're really excited about it. It's our first one, October the 9th. It's the Monday after A&M plays Alabama in football. So everybody's going to be in a good mood this year with a good Aggie win. So come on out Monday morning, play some golf with us, and know that all the funds raised will be going to good causes in our community.
I noticed you got a pretty good location for this tournament.
You did. We have an excellent opportunity this year. We're able to partner with Traditions. They're an excellent facility, one-of-a-kind course designed by Jack Nicholas. It's a great course. Again, everything that we raise will go to help our scholarships, our scholarship fund that we have in honor of Mark Hyatt, our Blue Angel, Blue Bunny, and those other charitable contributions we make throughout the year. And Traditions is about as beautiful as it gets.
How does one go about signing up to play? And I'm guessing maybe there could be some sponsorship opportunities also.
There are sponsorship opportunities available. If you would like to be a sponsor, you can call Kelly McKeithen 209-5350. We have not quite got our website up and running for player registration. We hope to do that in the very near future. So, again, a great time raising money for a good cause. There'll be some police officers out there, so people get to come out and see some of the men and women in blue and interact with them at a fun event.
Again, mark your calendar now for October 9th and stay tuned for registration details then.
Yes, sir.
And as for locations of increased traffic enforcement?
You know, traffic locations, again, we ask everybody to slow down. We know it's summertime and there's not quite as many people on the road, but speed still is the number one cause of accident and injury in the state of Texas. Boys in Blue will be out there at 1600 South College. That's near Hardy Street. Speed limit there is 40 miles an hour. So watch the speedometer. Also, we'll be in the 300 block of North Coulter. That's near 25th Street. It's 30 miles an hour there, so watch the lead foot, and be safe while you drive.
And that's our update from the Bryan Police Department. Sergeant Ryan Bono on News Talk 1620 WTAW.